Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. I think we can all agree that local Meals on Wheels programs provide a vital service to the homebound, the elderly, and the disabled. And, you know, TDA is working to take things a step further.
After a lifetime of hard work, no elderly person should ever have to choose between purchasing prescription medicine or buying groceries. That's just not going to be acceptable. Home-delivered meal programs are critical to the health and well-being of our Texans. These individuals go hungry or otherwise lose their independence without these meals. I want to make sure we're working to protect the people who need it most, Tony. That's important to me as your agriculture commissioner. And by providing nutritious meals to elderly residents in the comfort of their own homes, we're helping to maintain their independence and saving taxpayer dollars by keeping them out of our nursing homes.
So what are you doing to help the organizations that are actually serving the meals?
Several years ago, the Texas legislature created a program at TDA that provides grants to home-delivered meal providers. These grants are designed to help supplement and expand existing services. Over the last 9 years, TDA has awarded over $80 million to help nonprofits, faith-based organizations, and our local governments. These funds help provide and serve hot, nutritious meals to the homebound, the elderly, and the disabled.
And this year is no exception.
That's right, Tony. This year alone, TDA awarded $8.7 million in grants to nearly 140 organizations in 160 counties. Together, they've served more than 13.2 million meals statewide during this year. This program and the gracious people running these organizations have kept thousands of Texans in their homes.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.